Thank you. information tax that I provided, but that ป้าบอกว่าพอๆป้าป้าคนนี้ถ้าป้าก็ถ้าแกก็ต้องแก้ได้แต่ว่าถ้าแกก็ถ้าแกก็มีทำให้แกต้องมาแก้ละว่าถ้าแกเป็นคนที่ถ้าแกเป็นคนที่
to be more focused because medical work and that's
now thank you, Dr. Herbert Shaw. So, you made some comments last time you did about, simplifying workload and potentially reduce turnover and ask the chair and services and actually if I read the executive order, it doesn't do anything to the office of chair and services, but instead actually creates new administrative executive positions.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for that. All right, let's get into the next one.
All right, for the challenge, which is about double 30. Question I have is, about the previous, current research concerns about, workforce and cash flow and OCF. And I'm sure you share my concerns. So, Jim, I know you're saying you're not taking a position,
data, not our personal beliefs, the failure, and use that data Thank you. Thank you.
system of a relationship that necessarily exists between these various individuals and the services they provide. ECC is not a health or social service agency. It is a one-stop shop for our tribal members. One system makes sense because we are able to provide holistic, wraparound, and patient-centered services. ECC does more efficiency and less bureaucracy. We achieve less overhead and a reduction in physicians by keeping services under one roof. If a patient presents at the clinic and has a food security issue, the case manager is able to contact our client services division and connect the patient with the necessary services. If a client is returning to a tribal child protection action, the client is able to connect the parent to the necessary health assessment and follow-up services. If a client currently benefits from assistance, PCC is able to connect the client with employment and training or educational services to step down from government assistance. If a person's frequently asked questions indicates this change is being made to, quote, streamline the focus of the Department of Health and to, quote, make meaningful interventions for those arrested for experiencing crises or supporting their loved ones. It is unclear how this proposal will meet either objective, especially at a time when our state budget is in crisis. The frequently asked question document explains that there will be better delivery of essential services. Thanks to the use of statistics and data analysis, they propose to create a new health analytics data and information system within the proposed Department of Health. Again, there is no information on how additional data analysis or this new unit will lead to a better healthcare delivery. The department only collects and maintains a broad array of data about health programs and has ready access to tribal partner data and analysis through our tribal data system. If the department wants to hire a consultant to help analyze that data in a new way, it can simply do so. But that goal doesn't seem to justify the creation of a new department, which means a new commissioner of staffing and facility costs related to that new commissioner's office and a financial management division to support the new development, additional strain on the state's existing generalized administrative services to support the new department, and the creation of a new health analytics unit. All these units, staff, and needs cost money. Many of the state simply doesn't have right now. For the past few years, our state has been in a crisis due to declining all revenues and the insufficiency of other revenue sources to support basic state services. Year after year, we have suffered mass budget cuts, including large-scale cuts championed by this administration. We have been told that people need to accept reductions in services as a reality given the state fiscal situation. Yet, in the midst of this financial environment, the administration seeks to shut right to the profit, create parallel and duplicate administrative structures, add a new unit, and add a new commissioner's office. This does not make sense, and will lead to larger cuts in services down the road. PCC seeks to work with the commissioner to ensure any reorganization of DHS, DHS, and benefits, for instance. The frequently asked question claims the proposed reorganization will amount to minimal additional costs, since all the units already exist. But, as noted above, the new commissioner's office does not allow
Service, which is already pronounced. Thank you. Different types of negative atmospheres at thank you so much, Chief Simon, and it's great to share among all of our colleagues here in the committee today an interest in the disproportionality and issues around child welfare. We will probably continue to discuss this issue, but for the greater diversity of social services, so happy to bring that back to the committee. I'd like to thank Amanda Vitibio from Banking Dr. Cadillac for being so patient and also agreeing for the committee of ratification. We will be hearing more testimony on this executive order on Saturday, March 6th, and Ms. Vitibio will be providing testimony on that date. So thank you so much for your flexibility there. And again, thank you to all the testifiers for speaking to this topic and helping us understand the perspectives of where you come from today. So we're going to turn our attention to House Bill 76, the Governor's Bill to extend the COVID-19 disaster declaration. Thank you to Commissioner Adams Plum for joining us on the line to present the bill. I do want to acknowledge that there are several departments on the line available for questions if they arise, including the Commissioner from the Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management, Heidi Hepburn from the Division of Public Health, Chambers of DCCED. We saw Sharon King with the Department of Public Safety, Colleen Global with the Tax Division, and Susan Taylor from the Department of Law. Commissioner Crum, if you could begin by introducing yourself to the record and begin the presentation of the House Bill 76.
Thank you. Good afternoon,
thank you for calling H.R. 76, which is extending the COVID-19 disaster relief. H.R. 76 is introduced by the Governor pursuant to Alaska Statute 2623-025 and the State of Alaska Statute 2623-025. Generally, these two statutes provide that a disaster declaration or proclamation may not remain in effect for more than 30 days from the state of the legislature and provides what information is required to submit to the legislature when the Governor declares a condition of disaster relief. Currently, with the issuance of the proclamation. On January 15th, the Governor issued a declaration of the public health and national emergency in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The bill was translated to the House on January 21st, proposing to extend the public health and national emergency to September 30th, 2021, or until the Commissioner of Health and Social Services certifies that there is no longer an outbreak of COVID-19. The bill also includes other important provisions to protect the public and economic health of state residents during this unprecedented time. H.R. 76 was introduced in the House on February 18th. Acts of legislative action in pursuant to Alaska Statute Act 26-4.020, the Public Health Device Emergency issued on January 15th expired on February 14th. In the final events of the February 14th expiration, the administration evaluated the current COVID-19 response plan, which includes elements which are not known, such as widespread testing, supporting non-congregate housing for certain groups of individuals who need a quarantine or isolate, providing help at the care site, procurement of PPE or personal protective equipment, and testing supplies, guidelines for reactive and non-reactive traveling to and from outdoor access, contact tracing, guidelines for entry to prevalent structural workforce and employers, and vaccine outpatient distribution and administration. The administration also evaluated what we need to keep a reactor in the top tiers nationwide for safety, testing, and vaccine distribution. We evaluated what we need to have for the next month, the next 3 months, and the next 6 months. So we evaluated the tools necessary to continue our response efforts. This involves looking at recommendations that were previously made, authority that were provided for under the Alaska Disaster Act, and the current statutory authority under the Alaska Public Health Emergency. We want to start some of our response partners, such as federal agencies, local government, healthcare providers, tribal health entities, healthcare facilities, and associations, to assess operations and response efforts by the state if the disaster declaration was made extended. We received feedback and requests for support based on the information that we identified for the conservative impacts on how we can avoid impacting response efforts and the response efforts of all of the entities that have been such a critical part of the state's success. We prepare health advisories for Alaskans, travelers, and other infrastructure workforce to take the place of previously issued health orders. As part of our evaluation process, we look closely at the authority that are available to the Department of
Limited, Coming into a rest, and we have such a high number of men that we have recognized in the city. to notify to contact tracing. People aren't used to contact tracing, so we have found that a lot of individuals are seeing that positive before we even contact them. Then we've been around that they have come into close contact. So people are going into quarantine, and then they're getting tested at the recommended between 5 to 7 days of exposure. So again, contact tracing has been supported, reducing the number of cases.
Appreciate your patience in getting to the topic today and being amenable to coming back on.
committee for adapting to telephonic connection. Also, just really appreciate all the work that the at the shareholder meeting, as well as the department and all the folks who came online today to answer their questions. We hope again that you will join the commissioner on Thursday in case there are related questions that come forward. We will hold House Bill 76 over until Thursday, March 4th. And the time is now 5:02 p.m. And make sure that the House Health and Social Services Committee has now returned.